T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, everybody. Al, you miscalculated. I wasn't ready. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we have a roster change today. Rhea's out. John Johnson. In the newsroom causing trouble already today. Hi, Johnson.
Good morning.
We got a lot to do. Jetson, Al, Jetson's really good at finding odd little twists that require constant attention. And we'll be doing some of that because Johnson is very good at finding these twists.
Factoids.
For example, Al, why is Noah Syndergaard not pitching against the Mets? The fifth day is Saturday. The day he was scheduled, sixth day, was Sunday. He got moved to Monday. Intrigue. What is going on? And we got so much more stuff. We got a couple of guys who are coming in and out. Tell you what our contest is now. Their names are Seamus and Sam Glavin, right? No relation
like
to Tom
Glavin. Yeah.
But these guys, Al, in a year when a lot of people are whining that baseball is extremely boring.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe I might be one of those people, have endeavored to go 16,000 miles in a circuitous route around America to hit all 30 ballparks. And they're going to come in studio. They're going to New York tonight for number 29, and we'll be back here on Friday night for their final 30th ballpark.
That's pretty cool.
And I like that. I just want to know if it's boring to them, because they went in the car for 16,000 miles, Jonesy. What are they listening to?
Yeah, that's a lot of radio.
What if you have gas that day? What happens then?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a problem.
What happens then, Al? What
gas
are the rules?
Gas is expensive, yeah.
No, not that kind.
That's a lot of ballpark hot dogs,
man. The free ones, Al. All right, anyway, we have a lot to do. We got G-Cop coming up at 7, Ben Davis coming up at 8, the Traveling Boys at 8:30, and the great Brian Billick at 9. And I just thought, Al, as kind of a twist, I watched the Phillies game, and we will get into that, but since it was about as boring a game as you could ever see, Johnson, you believe how dull that thing was?
Yeah, awful. That couldn't end fast enough.
Oh, my God. Who was they? Couldn't hit that pitcher? I want to start with something admittedly stupid. Al, I would like to begin today's show with something stupid.
Good.
All right? Here's what it is. So I'm watching Hard Knocks Episode 2, the story of the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
And I'm only watching it because I am scouting them when the Eagles open their season in Detroit in a couple of weeks. Want to make sure we're seeing what we're seeing here. How nervous should we be getting? We don't want to lose the first game to a dog team like the Lions. They won 3 games last year. You got to beat that team.
Yes, you
You're 4.5-point favorites on the road. You got to win that game. Right, Jonesy?
Yes, you do.
So I'm watching it, and they're in a tight game in their first preseason game against the Falcons. Tight game. They're leading late, and they want to win the preseason game. And you got to hear Dan Campbell, because – as I'm watching this, I'm going, well, at least I'm not the only one that actually wants to win these things, all right? And here's Dan Campbell on the sideline in the latter stages of that game, acting like it was a major game for the Lions.
All right, here we go, man. Let's go close this game out, man. Yeah, I'm talking about scoring a touchdown. I'm going to close this game out.
I know it's preseason 1. We're setting the tone right here about what we're about.
what this city's about. They want to see us run this ball out and take three knees. They want to see us run this thing out right here. Hey, we need first downs to do it.
All right, very attentive. And then almost immediately, Al, they fumble. Because they're the Lions, all right?
Yep.
And then the Falcons come downfield, and they're on a fourth down play, and they basically throw up a prayer in the corner of the end zone. I don't know who the hell is supposed to cover this guy. These are all scrubs. These are the 13 guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one covers. The guy goes up, catches it, touchdown Falcons. And now they're on the sideline, and they're going nuts that they blew this game. They're home. They're trying to build up excitement, right?
Yeah.
And again, after they let the touchdown in, listen to how intense they are on the sideline.
We did. Here we go, Blau. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go get a touchdown. Go win this game. Be good. Be good. Go win the game.
Hey, let's go win it. Let's go win it. Hey, let's go win it. Let's go win it.
Oh, they did not win it. They lost. The final drive fizzled, and they lost the game, 27-23.
That's awesome.
All right, but I'm watching it, and I'm going, well, they care about the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I realize most of the people on the field are probably not going to be part of the roster. They may be out of practice squad, or they may be in another team, but they still, those guys were really trying to win the game. Mm-hmm. So I went, well, let me go back and see if the same level of intensity was happening at the end of the Eagles game, because what happened at the end of that game, to me only, was insanely frustrating, because I had dedicated, Al, 3+ hours of my very important time on a Friday night. Right. You know all the things I could be doing.
Yeah.
Think of all my other options. About all the bars in Sea Isle where I could have a lampshade on my head. Think about all the partying I could have been doing.
You were hoping for overtime.
There is no overtime in preseason.
Oh, no karaoke that night for you?
Could you at least learn the rules, Al?
So,
I'm watching this, and the Eagles, their worst players, completely caved in to the worst players on one of the worst teams in football, the Jets.
Yes.
And I was going, what? Marilyn Mike must be. They're competitors. They must care. Let's listen to them.
And so it ends. If this were a regular season game, you'd be gnashing your teeth. However, it isn't. There have been some very encouraging signs for the Eagles. A preseason loss is no big deal.
I was gnashing my teeth. I was gnashing. I was gnashing. And then he made it clear that although they didn't care, the coach is dead. Listen.
You know, despite the fact that the first two units played very, very well, Nick Sirianni will not be happy because he is one of the most competitive guys in the world, whether he's playing hoops or anything else, it doesn't matter.
The guy wants to beat you in tiddlywinks.
Anything.
And I will say this. On the sideline in the latter part of that game, I don't know if anyone else was watching it, he was coaching hard to win the game.
Yeah, you have
he
to.
He cared.
He has to.
So here's the situation. Al. This is a rarity. I don't remember this happening at any time in the last few years. Sunday at 1 o'clock, the perfect time for football.
Right.
The Eagles will be playing. They're in Cleveland Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Perfect. You want to get ready for the regular season. There's your schedule right there.
Mm-hmm.
You got it right there.
You're right.
Set it up. Do what you normally do on a regular Eagles Sunday, a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
I will be on a beach with a week off coming up.
Nice.
I will dismantle my cabana. I will haul my equipment in.
All right.
And I will settle in to watch football.
Nice.
And it is my belief, I don't think it's official yet, that none of the starters are going to play.
It's very unlikely.
Very unlikely any of them are going to play.
Right.
I don't care. Because that there, that green jersey, that's my team. And it's my team 20 times a year. Hopefully 22, 23 playoff games. And 17 of those count in the standings. And 3 of them don't. And I still care.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, driving in today, Johnson, am I the last competitor among the fan base in this town? Am I the only one that watches a sports event, regardless of its impact on the standings, and still roots hard for his team to win?
Hmm.
think it over.
There's very few that do.
Why?
Because we've been programmed.
I don't understand. You're dedicating your hours to this. You love your team. Why do you want to see them get trounced the way the Eagles did in the final minutes against the Jets?
Because your team has spent hours letting you know that these games do not matter to them.
No, then you know what? You have been trained to not think like a fan.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I am a fan. And do you know I went to bed angry Friday night?
That's good. You should.
No, I kind of tossed and turned for a while, ticked off. I'm going, what's so great about the Jets' third string that somehow they could go the whole length of the field in a minute? How is that?
Exactly. Who, yeah, no, you're right.
And then I'm going, should I say something about Jonathan Gannon? Because he was the defensive guy who let them go right down the field. Nobody covered anyone. Everyone was wide open. Isn't that meaningful? It's on television. I'm spending my time watching it, but I can't care what happens?
I love your attitude about it. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
I don't think a lot of people have it.
I love my attitude, too.
I'll tell you what. Listening to the contrast between the Lions and the Eagles, whether it be the broadcast or the coaches, et cetera, the first thing I thought of was, I know the Eagles are more talented, but the Lions already have the mindset we have to win.
In week one,
my biggest fear is injury. They're going to try to rip somebody's head off.
Because the guys they're trying to rip the head off haven't been hit much.
Exactly.
Look, I've already been down that road, and frankly, I've irritated a lot of people. Lions 27, Eagles 16. But I'm not doing that right now. I just want to know. I am in search this morning of true competitors like me. Because I care. Jonesy, if I'm sitting down to watch any sport, it's a competition.
Right.
Right. When I'm playing with my grandkids, Monopoly, I'm trying to scorch these kids. And some of them are under four.
But if you're, and as an Eagles, as an Eagles fan.
I admit it. I compete. I can't help myself. It's a competition. You are the fun of it is that you are trying to be the winner.
Yeah, and it is the depth of your franchise. It is the depth of your team. So you do want to see them do well in situations like that, but they're not going to. They have told us they are not. They do not care what happens in any of these preseason games.
Let me give you one more. Dan Campbell, he cares. Dan Campbell, the coach of the Lions.
It's a big deal for him.
Now it's after the game and they blew it. Ugh. And he's talking to his players. Listen to this.
Look, that's frustrating, you know. It's frustrating because you want to win that game. And we should have won that game, but we didn't earn it. You guys know that. We didn't earn it.
The guy is acting like it meant something. Because to me it does. Who out there? I got Malik, it's got up. Guys, you're going to watch Sunday, right? You're going to schedule your Sunday around an Eagles game.
You think?
Well, you don't get many of these. You're not going to watch it?
They're up against something really big.
I'm not on the air. What? Oh, the Phillies?
The exact same time.
Well, I enjoy that because then I go back and forth.
Yes.
I like the back and forth.
Those beach bars will be packed.
They will.
And they'll be both. If the Phillies win the first two, it will be a sports weekend in August. It'll be an unbelievable.
Maybe I'll go there.
No, don't expect Cinder Garden.
No, don't ruin it for everybody else.
Maybe I'll order some hot drinks. How about that? Hey, barkeep. Screwdrivers all the way.
Oh God.
Screwdrivers.
That's how you're gonna feel after that game. Both of them.
All right, here's our contest today. This is a fun contest because we got Seamus and Sam coming in.
Yeah.
And Josie's going to be a big help on this one, too. In fact, Josie, you're going to be the judge.
Yes.
All right? Josie is the judge today.
Seen a lot of places.
They will have seen all 30 Major League Baseball ballparks.
Cool.
What's the best place to see a sports event live, past or present?
Oh, pass.
You can go back to a place that no longer exists and bring it back for this contest. And we have, a Jalen Hurts jersey. We have great stuff today.
We need a Jalen Hurts jersey.
Syndergaard jersey. But I'm going to warn you on the Syndergaard jersey. I checked with Johnson. You could only wear that once every 7 days.
Once a week. That's it.
He does not want to go to a 5-day rotation.
Don't get it dirty.
And you cannot wear it in New York because he doesn't want to face the Mets.
You'll feel differently when you wear it.
Johnson took that one up real quick. 215-592. Any ballpark or stadium, past or present, Jonesy will decide the finest ones for our prizes today. And Malik will kick us off from out here. Hi, Malik.
Good morning.
What's on your mind, pal?
The Phillies, they let me down yesterday, but here's what I'm going to say about the Eagles. Listen, I think Herm Edwards said it best. You play to win the game. If it's a pickup game, I don't want to lose because we just having fun. I'm out here to win. I take a Michael Jordan stance. I come to win the game. Not. I don't care what – it don't matter whether it's preseason, regular season. I'm not watching the Eagles just to see a bunch of players run around. I want them to win every single time. If I'm cheering for the team, that means I want them to win. It don't matter what we're doing.
Malik, you have created a very serious problem for me. My instinct is to leave this show right now and go home.
Oh.
Because there's no way anyone else calling in today will be as good as you just were. No one. You understand that, Malik? You and I should come to your house and we should play a board game. Because we would both intensely play that game. How do these people, Malik, when you're with other people watching these games, don't you get frustrated that they don't give a damn?
I can't. Here's the thing. I try not to watch games with people who aren't finally in tune. If you don't care about the Eagles winning or losing, I'm not watching the game with you because it's going to piss me off.
Including preseason, right, Malik? Any game.
If the Eagles are playing, I want them to win. Here's the thing. I want the Eagles to have the same mentality the Ravens have. Mm. They have a 23-game winning streak. Why? Because their coach, who used to coach in Philadelphia, says, I want to win every one of these games we play.
And I love that. And Jonesy, isn't this how you get in the habit of winning?
It is.
The experience, the sense of winning, regardless of the circumstances?
I actually believe that there is something to that, but it doesn't seem to be something that top teams really care about. I mean, teams that have been in the playoffs for the last, I guess the Eagles last year, but they, for some reason, do not put a big emphasis on these games.
Malik, you and I should be friends. We should hang out together and stuff.
You play to win the game.
Thank you. Malik, thank you for starting this show off in the right direction. Give me a ballpark or a stadium you would love to see a game in.
The only stadium to host two playoff games at the same time, the Mecca of Sports. You already know, Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden. Wow. All right, Malik, great call. That stay right there. Al, MSG,
yeah,
you played in
I
it.
I did, yeah.
The first time you went to Madison Square Garden, were there tingles?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah?
And you walk up this huge ramp.
Yeah.
Like, there is elevators, but you come in the same ramp that the Zambonis go all the way up, but it's on the fifth floor.
Oh!
So you walk, and it's just kind of such a remarkable place, and it's better than it now than it even was then because they did some renovations in it.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. And the crowd was right and still is right on top of you.
It's when you're there place. As a player, do you feel the history?
You do. You feel
all the great events that have happened over the past century.
Yeah. And it's an original six team for hockey. So it's like that's a huge thing. And the history is right on top of you and the fans let you know. They're very similar obviously to Flyer fans back in the day.
Keith
as well.
Jones, I told you he'd be good on this, Al. He knows this
stuff.
Well,
that's one.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what you think, Al, because you've been in a lot of these places, especially the arenas.
I love Madison Square. The big freight elevators you come up in.
Freight elevator?
Oh, it's awesome.
215. By the way, there were rumors that James Dolan was selling his teams, and then he said that those rumors were not true. But hope leads on. People still hope. 215-592-9494. When we return, I want you to I want to talk a little more about Hard Knocks, Al, because they did something in that show that I think is good TV, but now highly controversial. And Deuce Staley is the star.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.